is Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A 71-year-old woman died Thursday night after a head-on crash on Highway 40 on the Jackson County side of Rabbit Ears Pass. Colorado State Patrol says the other driver was taken to the hospital. Rabbit Ears Pass was closed for several hours. A Meadows parking lot shuttle bus driver was assaulted by at least one passenger in the Gondola Transit Center last weekend at the base of Steamboat Resort. That's according to Steamboat Springs Police. The police report says the passenger kept trying to turn up the music in the shuttle, so the driver asked him to get off the shuttle. The passenger elbowed the shuttle driver in the face. A fight ensued outside the shuttle bus with possibly two passengers, while others on the bus got off to help the driver. That's all according to the report. Steamboat Resort's asking for anyone with information related to the incident to contact Steamboat Springs Police. There's much more on this story on our website. A private plane leaving Yampa Valley Regional Airport in Hayden blew a tire during takeoff Thursday. Airport Director Tennille Gerber says there was smoke and flames, but the airport aircraft rescue and firefighting crew was able to put the fire out. No one was hurt. The main runway at the airport was closed for a couple of hours. The Colorado Division of Motor Vehicles is being shut down at the end of the day for all services so the statewide system can be upgraded. This is for driver's license, license plates. It'll be back next Wednesday or possibly late Tuesday. Route and Moffitt County DMV offices say expect some delays when offices reopen next week as staff at the local DMV offices adjust to the new system. The Steamboat Reading nonprofit has gone through a rebranding with a new name. Here's Executive Director Kim Schulz, who made the announcement this week.
Our new name is now the Next Page Learning Center, and we hope that it offers a feeling of progress and hope, and we want kids to be able to say, I go to the next page, as if they are already readers.
The Next Page Learning Center serves students in Northwest Colorado, including Routt and Moffitt counties, especially those with dyslexia and other learning challenges. Rio Blanco County is holding some community meetings to discuss phase two of a hazard mitigation plan. Today at 10 in the county courthouse in Meeker and 2:30 today in Rangeley Town Hall. 31 VEX IQ robotics teams from schools across Colorado are competing at South Route Elementary School in Yampa today. These are 3rd through 8th graders. A Love Stinks Galentine's gathering is from 6 to 8 tonight at the Hayden Center in Hayden. For those 18 and older, there's a prize for the worst date horror story. Saturday, 4 to 7, Taste of Chocolate, downtown Craig. Saturday night from 5 to 7, the Light Up the Night celebration at Steamboat Resort with a balloon glow and torchlight parade. In sports, starting with Sirocco High School.
My name's Nick Clark, and I'm going to Colorado Mesa.
That's Nick Clark signing a letter of commitment Thursday to run track and cross country at Colorado Mesa. Paralympian and former Steamboat Stars instructor Noah Elliott's the overall LL1 snowboard winner at the 5th Paris Snowboard World Cup. That competition was in Steamboat. Lots of high school sports. Moffitt County Bulldog basketball teams are in Steamboat Springs tonight. Take on the Sailors. Girls at 5:30, boys at 7. The Steamboat Sailors hockey team has a 5:30 game tonight against Aspen. Listen on KTYV 105.7 or watch the Steamboat Radio YouTube channel. That game is at Howelson Ice Arena. Also at Howelson, there's a game on Saturday for the Sailors, 6:15 against Caprock Academy. Moffitt County and the Steamboat Sailors boys wrestling teams, they're at regionals in Delta this weekend. The girls team is at a tournament at North Fork High School. The Sailor Alpine ski team has a meet against Summit County today in Keystone. The Steamboat Nordic ski team also has a meet against Summit at the Gold Run Nordic Center. Hayden High School wrestlers are traveling to Cedar Edge today for the regional wrestling tournament. The Hayden basketball team has games against West Grand tonight, and then DeBeck at home starting at 1 o'clock Saturday. The Sirocco Rams wrestling teams, they compete today. The girls are at regionals at North Fork. Sirocco boys wrestling team at regionals at Cedar Edge today and Saturday. Sirocco basketball players, they play Plateau Valley Saturday afternoon. The Bulldogs host Delta Saturday. The girls are at 1:30 and the boys are at 3. That's in basketball. Moffitt County wrestling team at regionals in Hotchkiss. That is the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.